Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. At least 10 people have been injured in a car bombing in a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. An explosive-laden vehicle was detonated near a military checkpoint at a cafe full of football fans watching a World Cup match in the Dahia neighborhood. No group or individual has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The security forces have sealed off the area. The attack occurred just days after another car bombing targeted a police checkpoint, killing two people and injuring six in the town of Dahr al-Bayder. Let's go to Beirut and talk to Press TV's Ali Rizka, correspondent there. Ali, what are the details of this bomb attack, and has any group claimed responsibility for it?
Beginning with the end of your question, no group has claimed responsibility for it, although I wouldn't be surprised if ISIL claimed responsibility or al-Nusra. Anyway, it is sure to be one of these groups. It fits in with the style, and not to mention the fact that we have some of these elements, these extremist elements, who remain at large and who the security services are still pursuing. So it's sure to be one of the Al-Qaeda affiliates. It might probably or most probably be the ISIL, which is trying to gain in momentum. The casualties, as we mentioned before, at least 10 people injured. One new factor now is that an officer from the Lebanese General Security Services has been lost contact. There is contact has been lost with one officer from Lebanese General Security, which might indicate that we do have one person killed. That is not yet certain, it is not sure, but what we know is that contact has been lost, as I said, with one officer from the Lebanese General Security who was present near the area of the explosion. Indeed, Lebanon, once again, you know, as we mentioned in the previous interviews, appears to be headed to more violence and more instability. Luckily, this particular explosion didn't lead to a huge fatalities, or didn't represent a huge catastrophe. But I think, you know, if you add it all up, when you have these consecutive bombings taking place, they do take their toll on the security of the country, on the country as a whole. And so I think, you know, without reaching a solution for what is taking place in Syria, indeed, for now what is taking place in Iraq, then Lebanon will undoubtedly be affected.
And of course, how much is Lebanon prepared for the spillover of the ISIL?
Well, we do have a national unity government in Lebanon, March 14 and March 8 together in one cabinet, which is something positive when you want to tackle or deal with such situations. But, ISIL also is known to be a group which enjoys a lot of resources. Many of those people who fled Syria sought refuge in Lebanon. And, generally speaking, when you fight such groups, there is no such thing as 100% security. But if you compare this situation to the situation which we had in the previous bombings, which used to target people in southern Beirut, now I think Lebanon is more capable of dealing with such challenges due to the fact that you don't have the huge or sharp or acute political polarization which existed before. At that time, you didn't have a national unity government, which is different than the situation now. So I think Lebanon is more capable of dealing with this, but not completely capable of dealing with the situation, which leads me once again to repeat, if this continues, this regional takfiri trend, if it continues, there's no such thing as Lebanon being 100% secure or safe from such attacks.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV's Ali Rizka reporting from Beirut. Thanks, Ali.